from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls were remembered at a candlelight vigil today at the Timmins Native Friendship Center. It was led by Healing and Wellness Coordinator Jalen Renault, who said participants were standing there as a commitment to fight and to ensure at the local level that someone is advocating for violence-free lives for women and girls.
Our voices are what's building the foundation for healing, justice, and reconciliation. And for that, I'm forever grateful. We are brave and courageous. We are strong and resilient.
Renault added that everyone coming together as a community is, quote, an extremely beautiful thing. It's the final session of the year for the Mountjoy Farmers Market this Saturday at Participark, right beside the Mattagami River. Porcupine District Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell is expecting live music, a children's photographer, frozen turkeys, and a variety of apples for sale. He's also looking forward to next season under the shelter of the long-awaited pavilion.
We're just confirming a few grants and working with a few other organizations to make this happen, but we'll most likely be seeing the building coming up in early spring.
That will be in time for the traditional Canada Day opening of the market season. A Central Ontario woman will spend 2 years in jail for fleecing the Ontario Minor Hockey Association of over $2 million. The 47-year-old from Georgina on the southern shore of Lake Simcoe was the organization's finance director when she stole the money. She pleaded guilty, has been sentenced to 48 months in jail, and ordered to pay the OMHA $100,000 in restitution. Canada's Governor General will make a state visit to Germany. Mary Simon will be in that country from October 17th to the 21st, including stops in Berlin and Frankfurt. Her visit comes at the request of Prime Minister Trudeau. A media release says the trip's focus will be strengthening bilateral relations between Canada and Germany and representing Canada at the world's largest publishing trade show, the Frankfurt Book Fair. While trick-or-treating has been given the green light by Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore offers tips to consider while you prepare for the spooky season.
Trick-or-treating should take place outdoors as much as possible. Be creative. Fashion a face covering into your Halloween costume design. But remember, a costume mask is no substitute for a proper face covering.
Dr. Moore adds that kids should try not to overcrowd doorsteps, take turns, and keep interactions brief while maintaining physical distance as much as possible. For the slightly older trick-or-treaters who might be considering partying this Halloween, he says the same guidance for Thanksgiving gatherings applies here. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.